Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, founded by researcher, speaker, and therapist Dr. Tom Wagner, offering mini retreats with live music and online resources to build resilience and community. SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, July 13th. I'm Abby Larico. St. Charles County Republicans are facing their most competitive primary for county executive in years. And the winner of the August 4th contest could still face challenges because of the population stagnation throughout the region.
St. Charles County wants St. Louis City to succeed. They want more people coming into the city because they're going to be future movers into the county.
We'll explore the political and policy stakes for the powerful St. Charles County Post coming up after this news on The Gateway. One person died in catastrophic flash flooding about 100 miles south of St. Louis this weekend. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office confirmed on Saturday that 23-year-old Faith Gregory had been found about 2 miles downstream from her home in an unincorporated part of the county. She was swept away when floodwaters from the Hoosaw Creek collapsed the house she shared with her boyfriend. Up to a foot of rain fell across Crawford, Iron, and Reynolds counties in less than 12 hours, starting late Thursday night. Emergency personnel rescued more than 360 people from floodwaters. A 15-year-old and a 16-year-old have been arrested in a targeted mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 2 others injured over the weekend in East St. Louis. Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly said Sunday that all 7 victims were members of the same family, although he didn't provide details on the exact relationships. At least one of the suspects is related to at least one of the victims. Kelly says quintuple homicides are rare. He says the violence will not take away from the hard work the city has done to reduce crime.
These alleged acts of horrific violence, taking this number of lives here in this community, it's terrible, it's evil, but it will not keep this city down.
The shootings happened at 3 different locations across the city. Police have not publicly identified a motive. We have more coverage of these breaking news stories from over the weekend at stlpr.org. There could be a new aircraft hangar built at Scott Air Force Base by 2030. That's if Congress approves $79 million in the next defense budget. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, an Illinois Air National Guard wing believes the project is crucial to ensuring its future.
The 126th Air Refueling Wing currently flies 9 KC-135 tankers. But the KC-135 is more than 60 years old, and Air Force is transitioning to a newer and bigger plane, the KC-46. To be selected for the KC-46, Colonel Nicholas Henschel says the wing would need a newer hangar, big enough to fit the new planes. In turn, that would guarantee the wing's future.
The fact that we're able to put the uniform on to serve our communities, to serve our country, to be able to continue to do that For generations to come, I think, is a really important thing.
The $79 million needed to finish the hangar passed in a budget bill out of the Senate Armed Services Committee earlier this summer. It still needs to be considered by the full Senate and the House. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missourians will vote next month on the renewal of a sales tax for state parks and soil and water conservation projects. Amendment 1 would authorize a 0.1% tax that raises around $140 million a year. Advocates credit the tax for keeping Missouri state parks free to enter. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins says the tax helps farmers by making funds available for water and soil conservation projects.
When Missourians go to the ballot box, you know, they're going to say, you know what, this has worked and we need to keep a good thing going. And that's certainly why we're encouraging a yes vote on 1 on August 4th.
The last time the tax was up for reauthorization, Missourians backed it with more than 79% of the vote. Voters in St. Louis County will decide in August whether to tax out-of-state purchases, such as those from Amazon or other online retailers. STLPR's Rachel Lippman explains Proposition U.
If a majority of voters say yes, St. Louis County would level a use tax equal to the local sales tax in place. It's expected to generate at least $110 million. The money would be divided among the county, municipalities, and other buckets like public safety and the zoo. The Municipal League of Metro St. Louis is backing the campaign in support of Prop U. Executive Director Pat Kelly says it's about modernizing the region's tax system.
If it weren't for internet sales and purchases, we wouldn't even be having this conversation because all of those items that are being bought online would then be bought locally.
Opponents say taxes are already too high and the county needs to make additional cuts to its budget before considering more revenue. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Charles County Republicans are facing their most competitive primary for county executive in quite some time. And St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports the three major contenders are concerned that the county's growth may be coming to an end.
Incumbent St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman was planning to retire at the end of the year, but he decided to run for another term because he was not convinced that any other Republicans could defeat Bill Eigel, a former state senator who is also running for the powerful countywide post. Ellman says Eigel is promising things he can't or shouldn't pursue, such as eliminating the county's personal property tax.
Given the people who were running, especially former Senator Eigel, it was necessary for me just to defend everything that my team has been able to accomplish over the last 20 years.
Eigel made a name for himself in Jefferson City with high-profile filibusters and clashes with GOP leadership. Both Ellman and the other major candidate in the race, former Lake St. Louis Mayor Jason Law, contend that Eigel plans to use the county executive's post to run for governor again in 2028. Eigel has denied that he wants to use the post as a stepping stone. He says he wants to significantly lower the tax burden for the county and reduce government spending. And he finds Ellman's reasoning for reversing course on his retirement plans perplexing.
I mean, I can't imagine insulting the people of St. Charles County by saying that the only reason you're seeking the responsibility of the highest office in the county is because you don't like somebody else.
While arguably the least known contender in the contest, Law says that St. Charles County voters want new people in high leadership positions. He says Eigel and Ellman are more of the same. He also wants to cut taxes and spending, as well as sell county assets like the National Equestrian Center.
St. Charles, if you look at the last municipal elections in April, 82% of incumbents got beat. The people of St. Charles County don't want career politicians.
Unlike St. Louis or St. Louis County, St. Charles County has experienced explosive growth over the last couple of decades. All three candidates, though, fear that might not be sustainable, especially if the St. Louis region's total population remains stagnant. Ness Sandoval is a demographer at St. Louis University. He says St. Charles County's population is still growing, but its continued growth will depend on two things: the availability of housing and people moving into St. Louis. If St. Louis's population keeps declining, Sandoval says it will eventually hurt places like St. Charles County.
St. Charles County wants St. Louis City to succeed. They want more people coming into the city because they're going to be future movers into the county.
Both Eigel and Law have advocated for fewer apartment complexes to be built in St. Charles County, either because the county doesn't have the road infrastructure to handle more people or because they won't produce as much tax revenue to support things like schools. Ellman says that the county executive can only block new apartments in unincorporated St. Charles County, and he added there's not a strong push to build in those areas. Sandoval says St. Charles County needs affordable housing like apartment buildings to continue to grow. He notes that many single-family homeowners start out as younger renters.
To keep that young population in the region, you have to create these housing options.
The winner of the August 4th GOP primary will face off in November against the Democratic candidate, David Venziano. And given that the Republican will be favored to win then, either Ellman or one of his challengers could play a big role in the future of St. Charles County's growth. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can see more Missouri primary election coverage on STLPR's voter guide at stlpr.org/August primary. Our Jessica Rogan edited today's piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.